Beginning our daven Mesechta Nos Daf Chaf Ches. Beginning with Beis Gittin says Mas. Beginning with the Gemara. The Gemara had asked, "What's the machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah regarding if it only after Nizka Lecha Echad Madama or Afilu Nishchata Achas Makol HaBehemis?" So the Tana of our Mishnah held that once you sprayed one of the bloods, it should already become permitted in wine. So there's no nibul, so he has no right to be made for. Kiva held that no, even if you slaughter one of the animals, he cannot be made for because as Tazi quotes my words, the Gemara Mishnah Hefsi Kachim. Because the loss of the carbons, as Tazi explains, if it's made for before the blood has been sprayed, but should be in the carbons, and now she doesn't need the carbons anymore. But if it was done, now spray the blood anymore. Well, part of the Gemara asks, as Tazi quotes, am I, but why? Meaning, what's the Gemara's question? Am I, you can answer, why is there a loss? Yafala, he could be made for time because, as he quotes some words, the Gemara, but Lizik Dama Shalai Lishmai. Okay, so now you have to spray the blood now for its name's sake, because you're not a Nazir anymore. But you're the Rabbos of Achila, but the meat will be permitted to be eaten. As Tazi explained, in the Zvach of Mishnah's Bechot Shalash Mon, from Kabbans, which are slaughtered not for its name's sake, the Kibin, the Hefer law, since he's made for it, Rabbein Oid Nazir, it's not a Nazir anymore, so Shabbein Oid Nam Lishma, so it's not meant to be Lishma anymore. And by the way, he's a good one, Stam, chance. Tazi said, even if you spray the blood unspecified, it's going to be kosher, because the Stam Shalash Mon, now we're presuming that it's not for its name's sake. But this is what the Gemara is saying, he's a good one, spray the blood, the Stam Shalash Mon, because anyways, it's meant to be Shalash Mon. Elisham Shalmin Abba, it's as Shalom of the nation, Gibin Ein Oid Nazir, it's not a Nazir anymore. And the Gemara says, because didn't we learn such a brisa? What's the brisa? It says a quote that kibsat zera sheshacht, and you have the shlomim of the that you have on shvu that you that's supposed to be for shvuas, where you slaughtered, as Tosfos says, shalei l'shamat zeras, and says shalei l'shman, meaning not for the purpose of being the shlomim shvuas. Oh, sheshachten lefnei atzeres. One of the other cases, the brisa slaughtered before shvuas, meaning be'erbatzeres and erev yomtiv. Oh, or la'achatzeres after shvuas. So what do you do? So the Brisa says, as Tosfos quotes, "Adam yizarik." The blood is sprayed. Tosfos says, "Beyom tov atzma yom tov itself," which he says, "Because reish is going in the first case shalosh mon when you do it shalosh mon, that you do l'shem shalmin nadava, or they can't hutavas bechila that the meat becomes permitted to be eaten." Now Tosfos says, "The eel esli the norm dov and kravus beyom tov." Now if you hold that the norm dov cannot be sacrificed in yom tov, him can that's the case leyek demorim ad erev. You cannot sacrifice the sacrificial parts until the evening, and leyek habas ad erev, and the meat will not be eaten until the evening. Because the Chol comes to limit the Imurin, as long as sacrificial parts were not sacrificed, but the meat is not permitted to be eaten. But even if you say the Dom knows cannot be sacrificed in Yamtim, but let's spray the blood. But the verse continues, as Tosfos quotes from Meister Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, then you're using all spray. That's like rabbinically prohibited because it's like somewhat of a fixing it, which now fix things on Shabbos, so therefore you cannot spray. But if you do, okay, then it'll be okay to sacrifice the Imurim in the evening. But one thing says, "Amma, so you see, what's the Gemara's question? What's Elizabeth Adam Shaloshman? You let us spray the blood, Shaloshman. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Why are you saying that it's going to be Hefzikachim if he's made for it after the Shechita?" Tosfos has been telling me to say, "Wait a second, my Lord, my Samasneen, why doesn't the Gemara bring the Mishnah on the Chabdal Menalf?" Says, if you have an Oila, and again, he was made for it before you got a chance to be Makabit, take a bring as an Oila, Bishlam, you can Bishlam, you bring as a Shlam. Isn't this a good source that it's not going to be a hefsid? So Tosfos says, "No, Vishlam, you can sit like dummy. That's not comparable. Because over there, Shashchit, at the time of the slaughtering, Hefalah was ready. It was already mufa, and therefore, Bein Bezuk Bein Mishchit, whether by the spring, whether by the slaughtering, or Mishlah Shmon's ready meant to be shloit, not for its namesake. It's not in the zir anymore. Okay, that's where it's going to work. During the time of the slaughtering, it's meant to be Lishman. Now, Vaat Bishashrika. Now, at the time of the spring, Mishlah Shmon's ready to be shloit Lishman because it's made for in between. Let me scratch Mishlah Shmon. I would say that no, it's not valid to be done shloit Lishman because it changed in the middle." Now, the Gemara says, Tzorach Lem, or really Tzorach Iyim. So the test is, you have to look into this. Because the Lahach Kiv says, Namalei Dami, you're saying we didn't bring in our Mishnah, it's not comparable. It's not comparable, really, to this Braisa either, of the Shlom Mashvuas. Because the Asamlein Shchud Lishman, there was not slaughtered Lishman, as actually done Shalal Lishman, as we said. So therefore, okay, this week it could also be Shalal Lishman. But here in our case, in our Gemara, we're talking about it was actually sort of Lishman. And then the husband comes along, he's made for it. Shemi kibin nish lishman, maybe since it was slaughtered lishman, delay makshul lishman. Now you cannot validate it by spraying the blood shalay lishman, not for its namesake of being in the zira. Then perikat chelas mebayi lashas, he brings a raya from a gemara, menachas davon zayim, and the gemara has a question. Hakvas v'shashachten lishman v'abra lechem. You have the lambs that were slaughtered for the namesake, but the breads got lost, which it comes with breads. Mashin is dumb and shalay kibasim shalay lishman v'chul, what's halacha? Could you now spray the blood? Kibasim, not for its namesake, because you don't have the breads anymore, so you can't really bring it as a regular carbon. As some words add on, lahatabas vachel to meant the meat to be eaten. Then, if that's the case, how do come Yisrig? Is this you saying that it should be sprayed? Obviously, Marishnesh Kudoshalashman, they were slaughtered, not for its namesake. So you see that because you wouldn't be able to switch it in the middle. says no, but you have to say the light dummy. It's not comparable. The husband over there kvasim, as the Rav Ranchberg says, the gear says mikvei. There the lambs become established b'shchita zevach when you slaughter the carbon. Now b'ikah zevach, the primary carbon, b'lechem is kasher, becomes validated with the bread. Because it's actual integral part of the carbon. When you lose the bread, then it comes out, the carbon becomes puzzle. It's like as if the meat itself got lost. So that's why it's not going to work. Given the stomach kosher, since unspecific to me kosher, like lishma, that when you do a carbon shalashman, it's still valid besides chatos and pesach. So here also the shach lishma, we slaughtered lishman. But Mishum Takana, to remedy it, Nasakil Nasalistam, it should be like it was done unspecifically. That should be permitted to spray the blood, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara answers, you're right, as Taisa quotes the words of Gemara, either Shachad Oyla Shlam Machanami. If what we slaughtered from one of the three kabbans with a Oyla Shlam, we would say that you can be made for Rebbe Kiva, but to corner Rebbe Kiva, because like I said, there is no loss. But as the words of Gemara, I love my skin. But what are we talking about? Made the shachar chatos. The first one that we slaughtered, we said it was one of them was a chatos. The in law tekan lizik shalashman. There's no remedy to spray shalashman because the chatos is shalashman. The chatos becomes invalid. We do shalashma. The shum shamin dava. Let's say a shlam of a nedava. Because the chatos is in the nedava, the chatos cannot be brought as a nedava. As the Gemara brings, as Tosafot quotes, not like we learn the Mishnah of Mhei and Alz. And gil chalachas mem yosef. You do your hair cutting one of the three, you yotze. So how does this prove what we're saying? So Taisa Ksenah claim, in other words, that's why the Tanya Kama says the chid nizikach and adam might be sprayed in one of the bloods, which includes afilu chatos, because like we're saying, and that's derived from the mission of M.A., because you could do the gelich on only one of the three of them. Oh, that's the case to Erba Reb Kiva. That's where Reb Kiva is talking about the enem if you cannot be made for a book. That the mutim miyad lishtas yain, we permitted right away to drink wine, because you did the gelich on one of them, that's oy chatos oy lo shlamim, but like a nivel, there's no manivel, that's what the Tanya Kama holds. But according to Rebbe Kiva, it's going to go with Kretschmer based Absol. Now, Tessie just explains, why do you have to bring a proof of this idea? Meaning, the delay timid, you shouldn't say, that this halacha, one of the three, was specifically regarding shlamim. That's what Nisikach and Adam. That's what worked. If you speak one of the blood, Dafkin Shlam, it's only for a shlam you would be. It's a good exhibit in the Pasuk, Gilach and the Pesach Almayed, that another cuts is here by the entry of the Almayed, but come at the Baal Yotz Alachim Shlashtim, and if that's a gear, so it's something else. But in other words, you would have thought to say that that's referring by the shlam over there. So it's saying, no, one of the three pagans became, and the Mefarsh Ligma explains the makash chatzah el shlam, that they're all compared, and therefore we're saying it's not only the shlam, it's even my chatas and the oil. So the Gemara quoted from the Mishnah that, oh, when do we say this Allah? But the klach is tahar, but the klach is tahar, you can be made for. Meir says, and that's the main thing, even the klach is tahar, you can be made for, because he could say, I don't want to isha megalachas. So the Gemara explains to Tanik, I'm going to tell you, what, isn't that evil also? No, because it's possible for her to have a pain nachas. And it may hold, no, pain nachas, as Tzai's quotes were the Gemara, I did the Zuama, where Behem Zuama, she sweats with it, it's not part of her body, Megan Labal, disgraceful to the husband, but Nichlein doesn't want, and therefore it would be considered something that he could be made for. During the next Tzai's Masal, it begins with Masnit, and the words in the Mishnah, Ishmad ibn Ibn Azza. A man could take his son for a net of Naziris, as Tzai's explained to him, that he should say, Yehei ben Naza, I want my son to be Naza. And they start right away the counting of the days. Even if the son doesn't know that his father made him take a net of Nazir. Or Inami, another person, can say, what does it mean to me? He makes his son take a net of Nazir. He commands his son to say, I am a Nazir. So the father has the ability to do that. But the Mishnah says, but the woman cannot make her son take a net of Nazir. So he says, like the can explain. And so he says, Ketzel, like we take out the word Ketzel, he's not really explaining. It's just saying, actually, a contrast. The Mishnah says, Gilecha Shegilchum, if he, the son, cuts his hair, or one of the relatives, which, as Tesla explained, there's no greater protest, actions speak louder than words, than cutting the hair. But that's the Mishnah says, I don't have to tell you if he cuts his hair or his relatives cut his hair. Even, as the Mishnah says, Micha Eishe Michoi. If he protests or they protest b'dvam with words, Shane returned to Shasna that he does not want to be a Nazir, Miss Batla and Zir, and Zir is going to be Batla. Look, Mofash, the Mofash, the Mofash, the reasons for these things. Now, Tayyip explained the Davka Kishamicha Matka Shama. This specifically if they protest or right when they heard about it. But if they didn't protest, but Shubal Yom Michu, and then some days later they protest, Imakatlan, that's no substance. Achashish Khan Zir has already started in the Zirs. Now, but the Sefta Ketan Behadehani, now into the Sefta, it actually says with these cases that the Mishnah described of protests, Another case that the son wouldn't have to do it. Or shehi be'isayis for brings two bibu kids. I would like to understand why don't we say that in our Mishnah? Mishum the Rishayis ties mevat l'naziris because there, with two bibu kids, it'll stop the naziris. Af acha shehiskel kvar lumnis kam yom minaz. Even if already started counting some of the days in naziris. But han dach, but those of our Mishnah, the gilach amicha, if they cut his hair or they protest, ha'ine betchila shmiyas naziris only in the beginning of when they hear the naziris. And more of a says for film, maybe in the say takalachas mocham about lachashmi. Even if you would say that the hair cutting and the protest wouldn't be mevatel even after they hear about it, not right away. Falach, even so, nichad leitan is still the Talmud Mishnah doesn't want to mention the two pubic hairs because they're plucked like a member. That's what my machlekes is. The Gemara plucked by Rabbi Yisbi Yehuda. They have machlekes regarding the two pubic hairs or it's onus the dogum. Or you know, another approach you could say is leitan the elamidi to be adam mevatel zeis. Our Mishnah only wants for the same things that are in the human ability to mevatel, but two pubic hairs depends on shemayim, and therefore they didn't want to say that case. Now the Mishnah said he's laid behem of reshes if he had a separated animal. As Tosfos says, like we said in the previous Mishnah of Dalman Alf, again the same idea, which is really why we bring this Mishnah as a continuation of like we had by the woman. The Tosfos quotes from the Gemara that we said that, okay the halacha is a man to be madas benoy, but ishaloy, but a woman not. As Tosfos said, the like we learn the Mishnah in isha madas benoy, so that the Mishnah says explicitly the woman cannot take a neder benoy for her son. What's the reason? So Bechdin said, as a text quote from the word of the Gemara, halacha, it's halacha mech mesin ben nazir. Now, the Shaykh of Davchop Testament Alf, the next text is in, belong on the top of the next Amid. But Rish Lakish said, no, it's kedei lechantchai, as text quote from the word of the Gemara, it's to train the child for the mitzvahs. And as text says, Rabban, which rabbinic halacha, to train him to do these mitzvahs. Now, the deek is, as text quote from the word of the Gemara, that his mother is benoy, benoy in his son, yes. But be delayed, but not his daughter, which okay, as Tais says the kachalochi that would be the halacha mishnah according to Biechanan. But according to Rish Lakish, what would be the reason? As Tais quotes more of the Gemara because Benoy his son, as Tais explained the Shach Minisul because you got to let he's applicable in all mitzvahs when he's become an adult. So mitzvah ablachanchay that's incumbent upon the father to train him. Abel, but as the Gemara says, be delayed, but not his daughter, which Tais says two questions. He says first of all, Tame, it's a wonder. This is Gemara says Yibam Esav Kavidal Medalaf Kod Neichel Nebeilo. He said, "You have a child that's eating, not kosher. In Bez Mitzvah Lava Fisha, the court do not have to stop him. Even to train to do a mitzvah Mitzvah, the father has to train him. So Yeshem says, he says, yeah. The Chinuch LeShayach Elazil Asas Lakaim Mitzvah. Chinuch is only to train the child to do and perform active in involvement in doing a positive commandment." But to want him to stop doing a mitzvah, that's not considered in part of the mitzvah. I have a hood to peg bas the yuma and the pebez of medalif, which is to not eat on Yom Kippurim. So it says hanya ki mitzvah nisim. That's actually a positive commandment of afflicting. It's actually a positive commandment, and not a lace to say. So the way it sounds like from Tosfos is that chinuch is only a mitzvah say, not a mitzvah lace to say. Oida Maria, another person to read says to answer the question from the Gemara in Yom. This is the chinuch leshayach el ba'av. Training is only for the mitzvah on the father. Abin shachrin leshayach, but for other people it's not applicable. And there it says in bezdim to allow free shay. But the father, yeah, maybe even mitzvah leshayach, the father would have to separate him. But this is a wonder because v'achamin bitelah. He was saying that the mitzvah chinuch is only on the son, not on the daughter. Problem is, v'asam reading there, the Gemara tells in Yom that echad tinnik be'echad tinnik is whether a boy or a girl. Mechanu mitzvah sons be'Yom Kippurim. We train them to fast on Yom Kippurim. So you see, there is a mitzvah chinuch on daughters. So it's a tzarich lechalik, but one has to differentiate regarding this thing with as much discussion in the Achreinim. What does Tosfos really mean? Is it that because Yom Kippurim is different? Is it because Naziris is different? Which many say, yeah, because Naziris is something that is different. What's the difference? But Akabon, we see there's a difference between Yom Kippurim and over here Nazir, that Yom Kippurim, you've trained the daughters, but not the Allah over here by Naziris. Next Tosfos Master, begin with the Gemara. So if it's a halach of chinuch, so why is it only by Naziris, but Benedarim? As Tosfos says, Leashkin, we don't find. The Inam Adab Ben Abinorm, we don't have a father making a son take a nether. Going, Lehibi coming to being a carbon, Ashikibul of the Kaim Mitzasukh Balulu, that he should accept upon himself. I mean, we don't find Allah in the Dagam. Why? If it's Chinuch, why is, if anything, Nazir is a subcategory of the Dagam? So, on that, the Gemara says, you're right, let me buy you. Of course, I didn't have to say, but of course, it would include the Dagam. It's a big Chiddush. We're just in the big Chiddush of Nazir. Then the Gemara wants to know that how could they protest? If it's a Mitzal Chinuch, how could you protest around his father's Chinuch? So that the Gemara says, as Taisi quotes, Ksaba, he holds Kol Chinuch Delei Chashav, any Chinuch that's not Chashav, in other words, Kogain Chinuch Nenziris, which is Bizyayni, who the Megaleich Saharai, that's disgrace because you're cutting up his hair, but Loi Nicha, and therefore Loi Nicha Leila B'nei, the son doesn't want it, Hukai Chachal Mechaz Dibra, they can protest. But Yeshkirism, some have the gears, the Loi Chashiva, or actually some bring the words here should be Dilach Shiva. In other words, that Bochim Purushai, Kol Chinuch Ulach Shiva, the Chinuch is to give a significance, a Chashiva is to the son. He's a tati boy. He does all the mitzvahs. But it's genuinely this disgraceful to them. And therefore that's why it's the discussion if these words should be here, Mishmach Megaleach, that they could cut off to here. But be that as may, it's really from the next Gemara. But Al Kapan, that's why they can be meichel. To next dismissed the Gemara, Vaber Akafa. Now we understand according to Rabbi Yechanan, the whole Tzalach Mishmach Sinai. Okay. So you could cut off the hair, Vaber Akafa, and you could claim another. The Bashar Lasta Kafa, you could go and cut off the paste, Talachu, because Talach Mishmach Sinai, like every Nazar. But according to Shlok, it's only a Mitzvah Derabban of Chinuch, how could you go and cut off the paste? So that, the Gemara answers, as Tezakot, so how come it's called Rishma Derabban? Actually, cutting off all the hair in the head is only rabbinic, because in the term Mutter, biblically, you're allowed to cut off all the hair in the head. It's only to keep the rest and to only cut off the corners. That's biblically forbidden. Okay, but another question the Gemara has is, but according to Shlokish, as Tzitzis quotes, Vamaisa Chulun Bazar, but you're bringing Chulun Bazar because biblically he's not obligated. As Tzitzis says, Kishamoli means Zir Taras, when he finishes the days of Zir in the state of period, the Maisa Chaz brings the Chaz, it's Dain above and double, that you cannot bring it in double, because it says, the Melvashal Makasha, the Melvashal, that's not the good one in double, you can bring it in double. But the Chaz cannot be brought in double, but biblically he's not obligated, it's only Mitzachan Nidoran, how could you have him bring his carbon Chaz?